Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. I'm Dr. Vicki, and it is a pleasure to be here this evening. Tonight's show is called Are Your Positive Thoughts Like Sleeping Dogs? And the reason why I call it that is because I want to share this evening some experiences that I have had over the last 10 years that just came to my consciousness, if you may, over the last couple of weeks. And if you've listened in the last couple of weeks, I wasn't able to be live. I had some of my earlier shows on, and it's so pleasurable to be here with you tonight. I have brand new equipment, and thanks to Doug, who owns BBS Radio, we got that figured out for those that are like me who are kind of not quite aware of all the internet issues. But I just want to share that if your positive thoughts feel like sleeping dogs, they very well may be. And there's a reason why I mention that in the way that I do. Now, I do want to invite you to tune in tonight and listen. But if you also want to call in, just go to BBS Radio Station 2 and you'll look and see how you can get on there. Right now, I don't have the numbers in front of me that I usually do, but I will. Actually, I do have them. They're 888-429-5471 and 716-748-0144. I hope those are the right numbers. Who knows? I may be calling some place that I called for services or something. Who knows? But anyway, hopefully that's the number. Doug will let me know if it's not true. I just want to share for the last 10 years, beginning in 2005, I have had my house here in the North Georgia Mountains for sale. Now, I know you're listening, those that are listening are saying, 10 years, I mean, is she like, why? And the truth is that it wasn't just flat out 10 years. But it was off and on for 10 years with, I would say, a majority of those 10 years with the house on the market. I've had 6 realtors during that time period. So, you know, that's 6 times during those 10 years that I've had the house on the market. Although the last 2.5 years, ending in July, I believe, was the longest that I've ever had it on the market at one time. Now, I am blonde, so grant me that. But the truth is that I wasn't getting it. I wanted this house to be sold so desperately that it consumed my being almost. I didn't acknowledge that until I came to some consciousness that I want to share with you this evening. During those 10 years, I had my daughter, who's now 15. She's 16. She just had a birthday. And what happens is that we have kept this house so clean. We have done renovations on the house. The house is, although built maybe 20 years ago, it is pretty much brand new. I mean, maybe 60%, 70% of it is absolutely brand new, including ceilings, walls, floors. And so roofing and siding and, you know, all that. The reason why I share all that with you is because I have really put a lot of energy into keeping this house in good condition just so that it could sell for someone. It was almost like I felt like I was doing my karmic duty by having this perfect house for someone so that when they came into the house, it would be just perfect for them. Who knows what would be perfect for them, but all I knew is to do what I had been guided to do, you know, have everything in good shape, and that's just common knowledge. So what had happened was that I was so possessed, if you might want to say, with selling the house, that it kept me from really being freely enjoying the home. And so over the last month, I literally decided to stay here. Now, what prompted that? I cannot sit here and say anything but spirit. I was open to receiving, open to new experiences. If you listen to the Richard Andrew King numerology show, you know, he's done my chart for years, and he did say that things were going to shift around for me over the next year, but I honestly expected it to be external. I was thinking, my house is going to sell, this is going to happen. Everything was external. Truth is, it was all internal. I'm not saying external won't happen because of the internal, but at this moment in time, at the beginning of all these new changes, it had to come from within. Now, that prompts me to show you and talk to you tonight about why I'm calling this, Are Your Positive Thoughts Like Sleeping Dogs? Now, if you believe in positive thoughts and you believe in positive affirmations, like I believe all of us do, most of us do, you would say, at least in my mind, wow, for 10 years I've had positive thoughts on this house selling. I've done everything physical world-wise that could be done as far as keeping the house and all that to ad nauseum, a legal term, but I just never gave up on keeping this place in the best shape that I knew how at that moment. Now, what's so interesting about this is that those affirmations did not work. In a way they did, but in a way they didn't. Because I always was beating myself up saying, well, everything else is happening in my life. I'm happy. You know, I'm comfortable in my life. I have a very intelligent daughter who's surviving and, you know, just a very big success in her life. I have wonderful dogs. I have wonderful friends. I mean, I have a wonderful career. What in the world is this house? Why is this house? It was always asking. And listen very carefully what I'm saying. Why isn't this house selling? That was my question. Why isn't this house selling? Now, you ask that question, well, my subconscious mind would always answer it. Well, the house isn't selling. Now, interesting enough, as I was going through all these changes with the house, not always wondering what was happening, and I would, listen, by the way, folks, I would go around this house with sage. I've had energy healers healing the house, and I hit it. I could do energy work on the house myself, but sometimes when you're living here, you don't always recognize all those subtle energies that may be in your home because you've been here for so long that sometimes you don't notice them. So I've had 4 or 5 intuitive healers, house healers, whatever you want to call it, coming in, clearing this house. So it's probably one of the cleanest, clearest houses of energies you've ever seen in your life. I mean, it's really, really protected. We can have storms here. We're always protected. We're always, always, always protected. I always say, why am I always so protected? Hallelujah, I just am. So when we look at our positive affirmations, I want to talk to you tonight. Now, I'm going to mention his name more than once, just because I do not want to take credit for what I have learned. I will tell you, Robert Tum, who is my spiritual mentor, shared it with me. And I am now going to, part of the program is to share it with other people. He's not one of these folks who says, oh, well, I can't share it, or, you know, you got to give me credit for all. But Noah St. John, who's the author of SecretCodeBook.com, and I certainly hope to have him on the show once I can get hold of him, is the one that I bought these tapes, and it really, really, really turned things around for me. And I am on a journey myself right now to figure out my soul's journey as to counseling and helping others so that I have a very step one, step two, step three program to assist all of you who care to come to the North Georgia Mountains, stay at my small retreat, and get one-on-one personal attention on your soul's journey to guide you. And then after that, we would continue doing, you know, counseling, coaching, whatever you want to call it. I call it mentoring, spiritual mentoring on your soul's journey. We have a consciousness, we have a subconsciousness, and we have a super consciousness. Now, I'm going to talk a lot about this, just like I did in the month of May when I first started back on BBS with the spiritual laws. because this is an area that we tend to forget about with the fast-paced life we live. We want instant gratification in our world at this moment. And that is what I observe with children. That is what I observe with camaraderies, with people. Now, not as much in the North Georgia Mountains because we live very much in nature. I'm looking at a squirrel right now on top of a tree who's just very entertaining. If I did nothing but that all night long, I'd be totally entertained. He's sitting there with a bird and they're playing. So, you know, the beauty in nature. And I want to share one thing before I'm channeling right now, so you'll have to forgive me if I go off a little bit. But Doug, the engineer and owner of BBS, shared with me that if he had his choice, he would do a show on nature and helping children to learn to plant, be in nature, plant, learn how to grow. And I don't want to paraphrase for him, but what I got out of it was that we get so out of nature that we forget. We go to the grocery store, we buy our organic foods, we don't buy our organic foods, whatever we buy, we buy. And if you'll look at most of the shelves, Teddy, I can't play ball with you right now, I'm on a radio show. So, you know, we look at all these packaged foods, and if you don't be careful, you can go in a grocery store and probably buy mostly packaged foods and never, never, never see a fresh tomato or something like that. And so Doug was sharing that if he had a choice, he would share on teaching children how to plant. And it was so interesting when he shared that with me because my daughter and I went to a Home Depot today. And we bought plants for the house that help you to get, you know, they really nourish the energies around your home. You can buy those electrical things that kill mold and all that. But these are just beautiful. Plants are beautiful. We tend to, in the past, have not been able to keep them alive for very long. But why do I now am able to keep everything alive? It just happens. So what happens is then we went into, all of a sudden, my daughter said, "Hey, Mom, let's go buy some seeds." And I said, "You know what? Let's do." So we went through, oh my goodness, we must have gone through like 40 or 50, 60 types of seeds. And I said, "Well, we're going to have to find the ones that can grow in the North Georgia Mountains in this area in August, because that's when we're going to plant them, you know, this month." So we went through 60 or 70, and only about 10 or 20 of them, I don't remember how many we got, but could be planted in August to grow. So who knows what we have. I didn't even care what we bought. We just bought things that could grow in August. And so it was very interesting because, you know, I was thinking with all the changes that are going on in our world, and I don't want to get into the politics. I don't want to get into all the stuff overseas. But if people could sustain themselves right where they are, I mean, now we have enough water here. We have enough food here. If you could do that without having to go anywhere, then you know that you could survive. I don't know how long, but you could survive. And I personally would not kill an animal. So, and I just couldn't. I don't know. I would just eat some of those leaves or something. I would just survive on leaves if I had to, but I wouldn't be able to kill an animal. I just couldn't do it. By the way, I had a snake in the house the other day. And, oh, yes, and if you had your own chickens, you could have your own eggs too, which is amazing because they'd be natural chickens. Those free-range chickens that go on the horseback riding and all that, I think that's the funniest thing when you go to the movies and you see these free-range chickens. They're so cute. And, of course, you'd have your own eggs. And that reminds me of my friends that just moved out to California. They lived in Florida, and she's been on the show before, and I'll have her on again soon. It's just that now she's in California, and it's only 4 o'clock there, so she's always with her husband instead of being 7 o'clock here in Georgia. But they bought a bunch of chickens, and half of them died, and by the time they moved to California, they were just starting to grow up, so they never did get an egg. I think they probably spent months and months and months with these chickens and finally had to give them away to the someplace. They gave them to children to look at and all that. So it was really neat because they were real, real tame. But then, yeah, you could have your own eggs and then you'd have all your protein without having to worry about all that meat stuff. So what I want to look at, though, is, and I just want to, you know, say something about that, because that has to do with our consciousness. It has to do with our super consciousness and our subconscious, because we have three aspects of ourselves here on planet Earth right now. We have spirit. I don't care if you call it God, spirit, energy, the universe. I choose to call all of this energy spirit. And I have friends that are very religious that choose to call God the energy of God. And so you have that super consciousness. Then you have, I put it in a pyramid. My friend Paul shared this with me. Paul is Paul Massey's University of Southern Mississippi, used to teach there, and I graduated from there. And he's just a very dear friend of mine. And he shared this with a lot of us, that you have to balance the super conscious, the conscious, and the subconscious. Now, let's look over these past 10 years that I started the show with and start thinking on the basis of super consciousness, consciousness, and subconsciousness. So getting back to planting, if you're out there with nature, you're connecting with your superconscious, your spirit. You're really connected on the physical universe aspect of the laws of nature, seeing a seed grow into something that is sustainable, whether it's a beautiful flower that you can admire or something that can nourish your body. Regardless, you're so connected that there brings a balance. Nature brings this balance in through spiritual connection, through the physical. And then all of a sudden now you get into the subconscious and you're saying, well, how does that fit into balance? How would nature, getting more involved with nature, be in, how would that happen? Well, let's look at that. If you're happy and you're really sitting here saying, excited about this new growth that you're doing. Oh, my plant. Did you see the plant? It grew, you know, 2 inches this week. Oh, my goodness. It has a eggplant on it. It has a cucumber. It has a beautiful flower. Well, you have just taken the power of the subconscious and reduced it. Because no matter how unhappy you are, I don't know. A lot of those who are listening tonight, I don't know you, but I can almost imagine that if most people take a walk in nature, it will do something to rejuvenate you, make you happier, more peaceful, give you ideas. It's just a phenomenal relaxation. So therefore, the subconscious now is starting to work differently. It's starting to get some regrouping, some retraining to be more positive, to be more focused in the direction that the superconscious and the conscious are, to be truly balanced. And this is exactly what kind of counseling I work on, is to be truly balanced, superconscious, conscious, and subconscious. Now, I want to give you some examples of very spiritual people. Now, this is my own viewpoint, as always. This is my own viewpoint. If you're very, very, very spiritual, and of course, it could be your soul's journey. So, you know, we make no judgments as to what soul's journey somebody has. But I'm looking at the masters that are truly, absolutely balanced, you know, on all three of those. If you are on your soul's journey and you are completely, absolutely nothing but spiritual, and you want to be spiritual. You don't want any relationships. You don't want anything to do with anybody. You just want to sit on the mountaintop and be connected to God. Now, that could be your soul's journey, and that may be a balancing through, you know, you can't just look at one life as a balance. You have to look at all the, you know, lifetimes as a continuum, because we live this continuum. It isn't just, oh, well, you're Dr. Vicky this lifetime, so you have to be balanced this lifetime. We do work every lifetime to be as balanced as we can. We hear about all that all the time. But when you get into the specifics of how to be balanced, that's where my area of expertise is. Because when you are overbalanced on one area where you're just completely spiritual and you don't want anything to do with anybody else, well, then, you know, the conscious world is kind of hard to connect with. And I see a lot of kids that they're very creative, and the pills that they take, you know, some medicines will bring them back down to earth and make them very physical. But at the same time, it takes away their spiritual connection because they're all drugged out. So you got to be real careful. There's so many subjects we can talk about, or so many hours I could talk about this. But what happens then, now, let's go back to the subconscious again. We have habitual patterns in our subconscious that go back this lifetime, and whether you believe in past lives or not is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. It's however you see your continuum of life, whether you see it beginning at the time that you became this person this life, or if you believe, like I do, that life began zillions of years ago and we've had many, many thousands, billions of identities. Regardless, you still have habitual pattern. So what happens is, to shift beyond our own habits or third dimensional thinking, we have to find this way of having a multi-dimensional operating system. And that's what I call the balancing of the superconscious, subconscious, and conscious. And so sometimes, y'all, our ways of doing things, and some people call them habits, old patterns, regardless, can be so embedded in everything that we do day in and day out that we're not even aware of them. And when you live with somebody in a marriage or relationship or partnership, whether it's your daughter, your spouse, or the person that you love, your partner, we tend to be reminded by them of some of these patterns that we have. And we should be in great gratitude for that, because sometimes these habitual ways of believing or acting or thinking sometimes need to be looked at, because you can find, by listening to someone, where they're coming from and some of the ideas that keep them from moving forward by their positive affirmations. Affirmations, not affirmations. Now, we're going to get into affirmations in, probably about halfway through the show. I'm going to get into Noah St. John's ideas of affirmations. Now, when you catch yourself in some sort of action or thought or even a statement, that's the time that, now when I did some training probably 20, 30 years ago, and we would cancel it out. We would cancel it out and redo it and just say cancel. I can't remember where I learned that from, but it was a cancel. And then you would put in the new thought. So I want to tell you that I spent the last, well, not the last 3 years, but 3 years before that. So then the last 8 years, I spent a lot of time doing Rohan therapy up at Delphi University here in the North Georgia Mountains. And we got way down to the nitty gritty of the subconscious. For me, it works. I have very good friends that cannot handle going that deep. And they just don't want to go that way. They'd rather just do affirmations and hope to goodness it overcomes all those subconscious thoughts. My belief personally is that we have to touch base with some of them, whether it be through energy work. It does not have to be painful, y'all. It does not have to be painful. But we do have to address that we have lived through these painful events, and sometimes they get embedded in our habitual ways of doing things in our other bodies that surround us, that we actually have to kind of handle them, y'all. Somewhere along the way, we need to handle them. So this is the way that I explain it. If you are sitting there doing positive affirmations all day long, I am healthy, I am rich, I am wise. Okay. Now, that was one that I used to use. I am healthy and rich and wise. So healthy's always been the most important to me. As long as you're healthy, anything can happen. If you're not healthy, for me, that personally, that's part of my soul's journey. I feel that's a very good thing to have, is health. So healthy, whatever it was, rich and wise, I haven't used it for a while, because it just, every time I would say it, I felt like I was saying it like hundreds of times. And year after year, and I would go to sleep saying it. I'd wake up saying it. And, I was already healthy. I was already rich in many, many ways. And I was already wise. So you could say, well, it worked, Dr. Vicky. It already worked. And you're right. It already worked. But I kept not believing it. That's why I kept saying it. If I had believed that I was healthy, rich, and wise, why would I have kept saying it? I would have said, thank you for my health, for being rich and being wise. I would have been saying thank you for all that instead of saying all these affirmations like I didn't believe they were already here. It's like my house. It's like I kept saying, you know, my house is sold to the right and perfect person. Oh, my gosh. I bet I said that a million times. Well, guess what? It was sold to the right and perfect person. It was me. So it's fascinating to me that we say these affirmations over and over, year after year. Maybe we change them up. Maybe we have, you know, stuff all over your refrigerator, all over your mirror in the morning. And pretty soon, if you're like me, you just finally take them down. It's like, gosh, I'm so tired of doing all this, you know, and, you know, maybe you already have it all. Maybe you already have it. Or maybe it's something that your soul doesn't even want you to have. And I am looking out right now as I'm talking to y'all, seeing a raccoon. This is our pet raccoon that comes to the house, hopefully to get something to eat. Now, I just stared him down and he left, so that's okay. He's not going to come and bother me. But if you hear me scream, that means he got in through the doggy door. Anyway, so what I'm really wanting to get at is that I know that sometimes we say the same positive thoughts over and over and over again, but this is what's happening. If you're sitting there saying them over and over again, you really in your subconscious mind are not believing that they have happened. Because if not, you wouldn't have to keep saying them. I don't go around the house all day long now saying my house is sold to the right and perfect person because I already know I'm the right and perfect person for this house. Now, 10 years from now, I can't predict because I live now. So if I've been saying that for the last 10 years, spirits up there and all my masters and guides and angels are sitting there thinking, wow, I know she's blonde, but she really is wise. Why is she not getting this? Why is she not getting this affirmation that she keeps saying? She's had it from the moment she walked into this house. This soul called Vicky has loved this home. She wanted it more than anything in the world. She got it. And now she's trying to give it away. Oh, how do we reach this soul? How do we reach her? Well, she's got this affirmation going on, and we're going to just have to let her flow with it until one day she wakes up from it. I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe 10 years off and on the market. Could that possibly be what it takes? I don't know. But we're going to make sure that it doesn't sell because we know that she's the right and perfect owner for the home. Just like she knows that she's the right and perfect home. She keeps saying the right and perfect person's supposed to own the home. She just hasn't acknowledged the fact that it's her. So now it's kind of interesting to me because about 3 weeks ago, I was out. I haven't done a live show since this happened. But I was outside, and I was giving thanks to Spirit like I do every day. And all of a sudden, I broke down, and I cried. And I looked around me at all the trees. I looked at nature, because my home is nature. I mean, I have to say, yes, it's got brick and mortar, but my home is on 6 acres, nothing but trees and grass and beautiful. Well, forget the grass. The only reason why we have grass is because we had horses, but, you know, just beautiful greenery, the most gorgeous trees in the world, fabulous rocks, beautiful sky. I mean, it's Earth. It's planet Earth here. And you can see for miles and only see one house. You can look all around my house and never see another house. You can see the deer, the raccoon, the, you know, all bear, all these creatures that are of God's, you know, part of our life. And I just broke down and I said, you know, thank you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for not letting me give my house away to the person who really wasn't. I've had several offers on the house and they all fell through. I mean, how much more spiritual guidance can someone have? So I want you to look at your own life. I want you to look at things. I know that you're told every day you have to persist. You have to be positive. You have to go after your goals. And it can be very confusing, y'all, because you're like, oh, I'm supposed to sell my house. So I can't give up on this. I can't give up. So we get into these just like a train, and we keep moving and we keep moving and we just become tunnel vision on what we want. And Spirit's up there saying, wow, I wish they just open their heart, their mind, their being, their whole consciousness to allowing something new to come in. Something they haven't even thought of. Or maybe they have thought of it and they already have it. So I just really want to share with you now why it's important to have a balance in your connection with spirit, your connection with the spiritual laws here on planet Earth. And I say spiritual laws on planet Earth because even though they're spiritual, we have our physical laws that are made by man. But those physical laws that were made by man are because the subconscious has not been balanced with all of the other. Now, I'm not talking about the subconscious, like with, where you can breathe without having to think about it. That's, of course, subconscious. Of course that is. I'm talking about the negative parts that control you and you don't even know it. So what happens is you're sitting there saying, let me find an affirmation. I am, you know, with the right and perfect man. If you're a woman or at this stage of game, it doesn't matter. So I am with the right and perfect man or the right and perfect relationship. So this person stays focused on this and they wait and wait and wait and wait, but they never really look down in their subconscious. And I say down because I kind of look at it as a triangle on the base. They never look to see what may have happened in other relationships that needs to get resolved in their own space before they can have that right and perfect relationship. And my viewpoint is that they have to find the right and perfect relationship with themselves first. I know that a lot of people are talking about that now. Because you cannot go out into the world and find your right and perfect relationship if you haven't found it with yourself. Now, my daughter is 16 now, and sometimes she goes through difficulty of, wow, we live out in the middle of nowhere, and there are no schools around us except public. Literally, there are no schools in our area except for public schools. And I choose not to have her go there. And she has been there for 4 days. She went one time for 4 days and said, I'll never do that again in my whole life. So she's had her experience with it. And so, and I'm not saying public schools are bad. I'm just saying our particular public school does not work for us. That's all I can say. It has nothing to do with schools in general. It doesn't work for us. So we have this fabulous school that she goes to, online private high school. And sometimes she gets like, I wish I had a friend to come over. So, you know, she has all of her experiences, gymnastics. She has her camps. We host children from Latvia. We probably going to do it again this year from the Ukraine. And we have a lot of experiences that many children have. Yet, we don't have friends over here 24/7. I couldn't handle it if we did anyway. I like my space. But we don't have a lot of kids in the neighborhood, although it's interesting. Two of the houses in our neighborhood are selling, and I have this funny feeling. Young kids are coming in the neighborhood. We already have one new family, and there are only 8 houses up here, so it doesn't take much to change the energy here. I have a funny feeling that we're going to have some younger kids here, and I think that she's going to find things are very, very, very different. But when we get into those spaces where we don't have what we think we want, that is when we have to trust and have faith on our soul's journey. If we, every time we thought an affirmation, it happened, y'all, we'd have a lot of regret because sometimes we think we want this when we really don't. And we give it a couple of months and we find out, oh my goodness, thank goodness that didn't happen. Oh my gosh, I'm glad I didn't marry that person. Although I've married about everybody there is to marry, at least I didn't marry that one, you know. And so it's fascinating to me how we have to balance the soul's journey, that's super conscious, with our subconscious of what we really think we want, our ego, our consciousness. We think we need this. We think we have to have this. We do this. We, you know, it can drive us literally bonkers trying to balance all of this. But if you have a simple program, and that's what I offer, by the way, and I'm not doing the show to sell myself, other than I just love to teach. And eventually, as we speak, I am getting a program together that I am going to offer online. And it is going to be announced probably in the year 2016 on BBS on how you can sign up for this online program. There will be one-on-one coaching and there will be teleconferences so that I can answer specific questions. But it won't be so expensive that you can't afford it. And that will be coming in 2016. I'm going to need probably 6 to 8 months to get it prepared, but that's my next journey on my soul's journey. So what brings me now, and I'm going to hopefully, like I said at the early part of the show, have this gentleman on, but I want to talk about when I said, are your positive thoughts like sleeping dogs? Well, Noah St. John, and you can buy his book, Secret Code Book. He has a book also called Affirmations. Now, when I say affirmations, I'm talking about forming as opposed to affirming. Affirmations and affirmations. And I give tribute to Noah St. John right now as I speak. He said there were many ways to get this into your psyche, if you may, so that they become natural to you. One of them was to share it with one or two people and teach it. Well, I'm teaching it now as I speak to y'all. Affirmations. How many times have you said to yourself right now, I am rich? Okay, I am rich. Something in the back of your mind says, and if you're Donald Trump, hey, Donald, if you're listening to me tonight, I know you're rich. Don't worry about it. But most of the people in the world don't think they're rich. So, Donald, you just hang in there. But I am rich. How many of y'all kind of sit there and say, oh, yeah, I'll get there someday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to happen. I'll keep saying it. I am rich. But something in that subconscious kind of just put the little dig in there. Oh, nope, I am rich. Okay. Now, we're trying to convince ourselves of something we really don't believe is true. Very, very much like my house. I'm going to sell my house this month. I used to tell my daughter, this is the month. This is the day. Sweep the 30th time for that day. Keep on sweeping because the house is going to sell today. Well, I mean, after about, 8, 9, 10 years, do you really think I believe that? I don't think so. No. By then, I was desperate. You know, I was like, oh, my goodness. If I sweep more, by the way, I haven't swept. I sweep probably a couple of times a week. Because I live out in the country, I used to sweep a couple of times a day. I mean, it was obsessive because I never knew when somebody was going to come to my house, although they really can't find it up here. But anyway, now, I'm just going to share something with you. If you really don't believe I am rich, that you are rich, did you hear that little voice that said, I'm rich. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's going on. Our subconscious, and I learned this in Rohan, our subconscious and our conscious are constantly fighting each other. And we wonder why we're so exhausted. Why am I so exhausted? You know, I had this great day, but out in nature, you're not going to be exhausted. It's a good exhaustion maybe, but not a mental exhaustion. Because when you're out in nature, you're with spirit. You're more balanced out in nature. You're not really into thinking about how you're going to do your job, thinking about your money, thinking about how you're going to pay the bills because you're connected with spirit. And when you're connected with spirit, you don't have those concerns. It doesn't happen. You just don't have those concerns. And so you're more balanced. And that's why it's very important to be in nature. I have a thought there on that, but I want to take Jeannie's call. I'm not sure if it's Jenny or Jeannie. Hi, how are you this evening, Jeannie?
Hi, Ms. Vicky. This is Jeannie. How are you?
Well, hi, Jeannie. Yes, I'm doing great. And how are you?
great. I spoke to you probably over six, 7 weeks ago, maybe 2 months.
I recognize your name, yes. So what's going on in your world?
Oh, no, I did get the job. It was a little issue at first, but it was just some paperwork that had to be straightened out.
Oh,
but
good. Now, that's with the, was with the group children?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, awesome, awesome.
And I want to thank you for that information. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I mean, you have so much to offer people, Jeannie, that those kids need that kind of you're obviously very spiritual, and those kids need you. So I know that you give a lot to them. I know
you. Because I want to actually do my own thing with that now, venture out in a bit. And actually have my own group home.
Oh, you're in Atlanta, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But I really, it's a little too much for me. I'm from actually upstate New York, and I tell people New York, they figure that, okay, the fast life and blah, 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 overpopulation, but I'm upstate New York. And I'm it's a slower pace for me. I'm used to a slower pace.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell you something. If you ever get your group home, make sure that you call me because I would like to help with those young people. I'm working on getting
great.
Into
and
that.
And they really need it this day and age. I'm so amazed just with some of the attitudes and some of the way the younger folks are thinking this day and age. I mean, it's beyond what I even ever thought.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to share something because I just got a real positive change that you're going to be doing for these kids right now. Eventually you will get your own home. I know that. I get a resounding yes. And my higher self and my inner child are dancing when you talked about that. But there's something I want to share with you that, and I'm going to give tribute to Doug on this one because as I don't know if you've listened throughout the whole show, Jeannie, but my daughter and I, after deciding to stay in our home, we're planting. I mean, my goodness, we're going to have, I don't know what kind of plants we're going to grow. We're just going to have everything growing at our house.
Okay.
And why not? I know you may be in Atlanta right now, but is there any way that you could, as a project for these girls, get them to grow something?
Actually, they're boys.
Boys.
Yes.
Get them to grow something. Get them to be responsible for something that they grow. And it may not be that you can have a garden. Is that possible?
Yes, it is. It's the backyard is pretty, and the side is pretty big. So, yes, it's possible.
Yeah. Let me tell you, there is a group home up here in Waleska where I live. And I can't think of the name of it right now. I used to have a lot of clients over there, as a guardian ad litem, an attorney. And they had gardens there. They grew their own vegetables. It was a group home for boys, boys only. And they had their own vegetables and their own garden, and they never bought anything outside. Now, I know if it's not a real big area, you couldn't possibly sustain on that. But why not have a project for these kids where they do it by the semester and where they grow something, whether it be just flowers, and they have fresh flowers in the house or something to, you know, get them. Okay. I give credit to Doug on this one because it just touched me when he said that. These kids aren't learning that. Is that, you know, something that, but you have a positive change coming for you.
That would be excellent for them because I don't know what it is, but years ago my mother said, and she passed on in 92, she said something to the fact of it's going to be a very hard time and she might not be around, but people need to know how to kind of fend for themselves, and people might be end up killing each other over food.
Well, you don't know what could happen.
And we see that already.
We've got a lot of earth changes, Jeannie, and we can't be just these kids in these groups' homes, as I understand it, because I worked, Jeannie, I represented probably 500 or 600 kids, probably at least 100 of them were in group homes. And when they reach 18, they're pretty much on their own unless the state, you know, pays for them to go to college or something like that. But if they could learn, this could be your big contribution to them in a subtle way. And anyway, listen, you call me up. I would be glad to go and contribute to speak down there. So, you know, a couple of times a year. I would love to do something.
Because you're actually only an hour away from where I am.
Yeah. So, you know, I would love to talk to them and help them. But if you could help them to have some way to feel self-esteem about them, it would be very, very powerful. And I think that's the positive change. I just see you doing something extremely simple, very simple for these kids, but something, you know, these kids are pretty kind of, you know how they are. They're like, oh, yuck, that's not cool type of thing. I don't think they talk like that. But I think that if you could get somebody to, do you have money to do those kind of plants and stuff?
It can happen. The company, it's a nonprofit agency. They have funds put aside on their budget.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that would be a very good thing.
And like
thing.
You said, the we have thing. A lot get a lot of donations in, and I'm quite sure if it's not enough money in the budget, we can always get donations from groups
and companies.
And
then also I would get them to, if you can ever get any of them, maybe one or two even, to a journal. If you could get somebody to donate some journals for these kids and let them write.
Okay.
That would be very, very good. It'd be good for their health and healing on that. So, what was did you have a specific question?
I just want to see what the spirit is saying. Is there anything he wants me to, or she wants me to know?
I think she just shared it with you.
Okay.
I think you have a very simple contribution. And the reason why I say simple, that's the word I'm hearing, a simple way of communicating with these people, these folks, these kids. And I wish you would call me, go on, you know, text me or something, email me, and let's set up a time where I could come down there and talk to them. And I'd like to bring my daughter with me. I'd like to bring my daughter
with me. They would love that because they actually have open days for people to come in and do motivation speaking or just speak to them.
I would like to do that, and I'd like my daughter to come with me and so that she can talk to them about how intuition and things, just some her way of saying it. She would do it and maybe writing or something like that. I think she would be, she's very much like me, but just much more hip, you know?
I'll give you the website of the person the people who actually run this agency, and I'll talk to them and give you the contact information. There's actually an ex-pro basketball player who owns this organization.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I'm an ordained minister, so I would go in as an ordained minister, a spiritual ordained minister.
Okay,
great. I'm a counselor. And actually, I do home studies for the state of Georgia. So, you know, I've been FBI checked and all that because I have a contract with the state of Georgia to do home studies. So, besides being
great.
A lawyer.
Dr. Vicki, tomorrow I'm off, and I'll give you all that information once I get home because I do overnights on Sundays.
Okay. And what you mainly want to do is get them to believe in themselves and to learn to love themselves. So that's the gift I'm giving you. That's their gift. Let me restate that. Spirit's sharing that with me to share with you. Because if they take that, if they believe in themselves and love themselves, they won't look externally for everything. And they might have a chance of actually doing something on their soul's journey for making it as opposed to just feeling, I'm not loved, I don't have family, you know, and go into that kind of subconscious goop that is not good, you know. So
yes, because half of them or more than half do feel that way.
Sure. Well, that, you know, they can't help but do that. And I will share with them this affirmation information too, that I probably won't get to tonight. I'm going to talk about it in 2 weeks. Next week I have a special guest.
Okay.
So anyway, but that's my message to you. I'm so
proud. Wonderful.
Job. You have so much to offer them, and know that what you have to offer them, you already have within you. So you can turn it around. Listen, in 2 weeks, I want to share, next week too, I want to share something because I didn't get to talk about Noah St. John's affirmations, but that might also help you. I may speak to them about that as well. So, but thank you so much for calling in and touch base with
me tomorrow.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You have
thank
a great
you.
Night.
Have a blast one.
You too. Bye-bye. I want to talk to y'all. We just have a few more minutes. Robert Tom is a powerful, he used to be a CEO, businessman way up high in the corporate world. And he found that his life was just not complete. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Robert. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I got connected through him, trying to sell my house, believe it or not. There we go again. Trying to sell my house. I thought I'll do some energy work on it. And I met him, and he's completely turned everything around. He hasn't done it. I've done the work. I understand that. But he shared the work with me, the spiritual energy dynamics. And he is going to be my special guest next week. I believe that would be the 23rd, if I'm doing everything correctly, 24th maybe. Let me look at my calendar. It will be the 23rd. Yeah, August 23rd. He's going to be my special guest. So y'all be sure and tune in 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern to listen to the founder of Spiritual Energy Dynamics. I'm actually going to be in Seattle doing some advanced training with him. And by the way, that's how I work with my clientele of the folks that I counsel, is I work with you on balancing all the consciousness together, but I specifically work on the subconscious in an energy-based way where you overcome that without any pain and suffering and all that. You just have to learn how to work with me on it, and we work together on it, and it helps you to get those affirmations, those positive directions on your soul's journey so that you're not fighting yourself the whole time. And it's life can be a fight if we don't learn how to balance, because if you're constantly fighting against something you don't even know you're fighting against, it's exhausting. You don't know why you're exhausted. Our adrenals, by the way, in America are just, people have thyroid adrenal problems and it affects their thyroid. And so I'm not a health practitioner, but I've studied it enough on myself to know that that worry and that fighting yourself constantly, not knowing what you're fighting, is, you know, we constantly hear, you know, you got to be strong. You got to, you know, make the changes you need to make. And you're sitting there thinking, well, gosh, what are they? You know, I'm trying to live my soul's journey, but I don't even know what it is. I've been saying I want to do this, but it never happens. And so what I want to work with you on in 2 weeks, I will continue the conversation that we had. And I'm going to give specific, if I may, direction to Noah St. John's, because I really want to get into, it'll take a while to get through it, so it'll probably take a whole show, to talk to you about the affirmations and how you can shift your positive affirmations into very powerful, changing life affirmations that make things finally come together for you. And when you get this, it will all of a sudden make sense to you why your positive affirmations have been like sleeping dogs. You'll get a sense of it. So, and you know, I have a very strong, and I appreciate Jeannie calling in, because I have a very strong connection to children and that are in that realm that are going to be our future leaders. And if they learn how to balance those aspects of life, sometimes when you talk about that, it gets a little technical for kids, but there'll be a way that I can present it so that they can learn to, it's all about loving yourself. So about honoring who you are. If you don't have parents, there's a reason why you didn't have parents. And instead of fighting it, go with the gift in it, you know, go with that gift of, wow, what am I supposed to be contributing to the world because of this? So I do want to invite you next week to listen in 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock Eastern to the Living Your Soul's Journey. And my special guest again will be Robert Tom with the Spiritual Energy Dynamics. And he is got so much to offer. He's an advanced energy worker. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. And I felt very humbled to even attract him on my soul's journey because I really needed him at the time. Now, what I came in to solve with him now, of course, has been solved because I'm staying in my home. But it was interesting because all the benefits that I got from working with him were not even what I expected. And so that's what's the phenomena about doing energy work, is that you get something far surpasses what you even thought that you needed or wanted or chose to have. So for tonight, I want to just give you that, what my daughter shared. She goes by Shadow Wolf. She said to me, regardless of what people think of you, you are the only one who can decide for you who you are. And I thought that for a 15-year-old at the time, she shared that with me, Shadow Wolf. And I give that to you this evening because no one can dictate to you whether you're good or bad. No one can share with you anything about yourself. It can make you feel good. It can also make you feel bad if you don't like what they said. But only you can make that decision to love yourself. And in loving yourself, you're actually loving spirit, because spirit made you in their own divine way. And if you can't honor yourself, how can you honor spirit? So it's not selfish at all to love yourself. It's not selfish at all. It's the most selfless, most beautiful thing that you can do this coming week, is to love yourself. Find something about yourself that you're in deep gratitude for. And if you can just do that, that would be a gift to yourself, as to everybody else in your environment that you know. Even if you don't know them, just find something beautiful. And it doesn't matter what career you're in. I mean, I do lawyering all week, y'all. I do lawyering from Monday through Saturday this week. I actually worked yesterday. And I work with people, and I help them in many beautiful ways as a lawyer. I don't fight them. I don't fight against other people. I help them. And I always say something to them, and they always have some beautiful gift to share. So it doesn't matter what career you're in or what you're doing, there's always a gift that you have to share with others. So find that gift this week by loving yourself enough to do that. And again, I will see y'all next Sunday live on the Living Your Soul's Journey. And until then, I hope you have a blessed, blessed day. Blessed week, and ask yourself this week, why am I always so blessed? And let your subconscious show you how blessed you are. Until next Sunday, good night.